Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. This is our first family mass of the year, so that's always a very special event. And this is a special Sunday as we gather here together in the name of our Lord and Savior to hear his word and to receive him in the Eucharist. This morning, it's probably good for us to focus on three things: faith, trust, and patience. Three things: faith, trust, and patience. You know, this coming weekend, we'll be celebrating the life of a very beautiful and lovable priest, Father Jim Bradley. And in thinking about faith, trust, and patience, at least I realize that Father Jim is truly the image of that: faith, trust, and patience. And yet in this world, we're challenged by many things, and quite often we say, why do bad things happen? In fact, think how often this question comes into our mind or in our conversations. Our thoughts are not new, though. For thousands of years ago, when the house of Judah was about to be conquered and to fall, the prophet Habakkuk asked our question. He says, how long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out violence, but you do not intervene. As humans, we have a driving desire for peace and happiness and tranquility. And for a great part, this comes from our longing for Almighty God, who is all good. We want this life to be paradise because we're impatient. We want heaven right here and right now. We long for this destination, but we are still on our journey of life. And the frustrations of this life should never be an excuse for us to turn away from God and his love. If we are troubled by sadness or anger or dismay with the rough and tough things in life, come back to God. Stay close to God in prayer, in our careful reading of Scripture, and listen to God's word. Listen to what Jesus tells us. Take up your cross and follow me to your eternal reward. St. Thomas Aquinas says God would not allow any evil into his works unless his wisdom and power were such that he could bring an even greater good out of evil. For just a moment in your mind, think about the greatest evil that ever happened. Indeed, the torture and the murder of Jesus Christ, God himself. And yet through this atrocious act of violence comes the greatest good ever attained, the salvation of the human race. And every year we recall how this despicable act became good for us all on a Friday that we call good. Think about God's answer to us this morning. If we are disturbed, if we're troubled, if we're sad, God is telling us, I love you. He is reminding us to practice our faith in him and to be patient. If you love me above all else, he says, your relationship with me will lead you to trust. God is reminding us I know all things. I am not indifferent. I never make a mistake. I am your daddy. And like his first disciples, we do well to ask Jesus to increase our faith, keeping in mind that our faith does increase through the grace of God and through our obedience to God's commandment of loving him above all else and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. And just a reminder, if we don't truly love ourselves, it's almost impossible to love others. Indeed, life can be difficult. We have many responsibilities and challenges, and bad things do happen. And there are many forces interfering with our faith and our trust and our patience. But in his goodness, God has given us many sources of help. We have the church founded by Jesus and the sacraments. We have Jesus, his body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion. And we have his word. And we also have the angels. Yes, angels. You know, the existence of angels is a truth of our faith. Angels, spiritual creatures without bodies, created by God from the beginning. St. Augustine says the angel is the name of their office. It's not the name of their nature. As purely spiritual creatures, angels have intelligence and they have a will, a free will. Christ is the center of the angelic world. The angels are his. They belong to him because he has made them messengers of God's saving plan for you and me. The church does benefit from the mysterious and powerful help of angels, but so do we, you and me. Beside each of us is our guardian angel, leading us to deeper faith, deeper trust, and patience on this journey toward heaven, in which bad things do happen. So let us pray, O God of love and mercy and goodness. We thank you for your presence in word and sacrament. Keep us close to you on this journey to eternal happiness, where will we be with you and your angels and your saints for all eternity. For this we thank you, Lord. Amen.